The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I visited a man in the hospital one day, and he asked me if God was ever a friend. At that time in his life, he didn't need God to be a king or a shepherd, a light or even a door. But he needed a friend. And he asked me with all sincerity, "Is God a friend?" I paused a moment and then I thought of the time when God walked with Adam in the garden, side by side. I remember when God closed the door of the ark, gently tucking Noah and his family inside for the hard journey ahead. I remembered when the people were about to leave Sinai and the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to a friend. I wish that day I had remembered today's text. It answers the question so clearly. Jesus says, "You are my friend." Sometimes this text can be a bit puzzling, though. It seems like we spend significant amounts of time talking about Jesus as a servant, sitting at the feet of the disciples and gently washing their feet. We've read about a woman serving Jesus with costly perfume or nard. We've got the images of the suffering servant in Isaiah. Does this passage mean that we're not servants anymore? Is friend a step up from a servant, a promotion even? Or are we now both friends and servants? I can't help to think that we are both. Being Jesus' friend, though, brings us into a new and a deeper relationship with Jesus, directly shaping what we care about and who we love. Aristotle in the 4th century BC described three different kinds of friendships, which might help us to think about how Jesus defines friendship. Aristotle first describes a utilitarian kind of friendship. This is when both people want something. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. The friendship's not usually permanent, but it ends when the need ends. Think of a business or a work relationship. Maybe a friend that you had in a class you studied with or whose notes you shared. The friends don't always care about each other personally, but they need something from each other. The second type of friendship Aristotle describes is a friendship for pleasure. It's an emotional kind of friendship, and it's typically, again, very short-lived. Lasting while there are similar interests, but changing when tastes or preferences change. Think of somebody you may have played with on a sports team or share a hobby with. a coffee-drinking buddy, even an infatuation. These first two types of friendships, utilitarian and pleasure, fill a lot of needs in our lives, but they also may lack some depth. The third, then, and deepest type of friendship is when we have mutual appreciation and respect for each other. There's not something external that brings us together because we're friends, but we're friends because we really, really do love each other. We've seen each other in the good times and in the bad, and our love is based on who we are. We allow ourselves to be shaped by the other. These friendships are rare, and you'll know if you have one. They take time and trust to develop. They can last forever, and they bring some of the sweetest joys that life can offer. We are and we live through this kind of a friend. What then is Jesus talking about when he says, "You are my friend"? Is it a utilitarian friendship? Are we friends with Jesus so that we gain something from him, in him us? We do. We gain so much, but there is more. Perhaps it's a pleasure friendship. Are we friends with Jesus so that we gain pleasure from the relationship? There is definitely much joy in our relationship with Jesus, but the friendship is more still. Instead, we are friends because we truly love each other. Even allowing who we love and what we care about to be shaped by our friend. We're going to sing in a few minutes the classic hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." This hymn has been sung and loved since it was first written in the mid-1800s by Joseph Scriven. The lyrics to the first and the last verse are, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." It's beautiful. Many of us know it by heart. But thinking about this hymn, isn't it just a little one-sided? It talks about Jesus being our friend. Isn't friendship a two-way relationship? I'm your friend and you're my friend? What would it mean then if we were Jesus's friend? What if we sang, "What a friend Jesus has in me"? Are we? Can we be Jesus's friend? One of the characteristics of Aristotle's third kind of friendship is that we truly care and love another. We know what our friend is going through. When they hurt, we hurt. When they rejoice, we rejoice. We feel their deepest pain and their deepest joy. We are shaped by what they care about and who they care about. Our friend Betsy from Atlanta suffers from myalgic encephalopathy, or ME for short. She can't make it through a normal day, and she can no longer care for her four-year-old. Her husband rallies their friends to support funding for this disease, and their friends are coming out in droves to do so. Because these friends care so much about Betsy, they actively care about ME. Another friend I have serves as the leader of advocacy for the Southeastern Synod. He cares so much about justice and equality that he's committed his life to advocating on behalf of those with no voice. He campaigns tirelessly with calls to congressmen, visits to the Capitol, letters and phone calls, and his feet on the ground. Because I love him, I too care I too want to be actively involved. Because we care about our friends, we care about what they care about. What a friend they have in us. Our text today, though, Jesus tells us that we are His friends. To be friends with Jesus, we are called then to care about what Jesus cares about. We are called to love who Jesus loves. Because how can I be Jesus' friend knowing who and what keeps Him up at night and not care? Not love. It may sound rather straightforward, but it's a lot harder than it might seem. Jesus cares and loves people and things that may be out of my comfort zone. Being friends with Jesus means loving people that I may never have cared about before, even people that maybe I've chosen not to care about. Do we really want to know all the things and the people Jesus cares about? If we know, then don't we have to do something? Even actively love them? Isn't blind ignorance better? Or at least easier sometimes? I remember becoming an adult and finding out things about people that I really didn't want to know. There's an acronym for this, and it's TMI, too much information. Sometimes as an adult, even now, there's just too much information. For Jesus, though, there is no TMI. As our friend Jesus hears and knows it all. Because Jesus knows how many kids in that school across the street from us come to school each day with an empty belly and no coat in the winter, I too want to actively care. Because that Jesus knows that discrimination, race, gender, age, sexuality is present in this community, sins of both omission and commission, I too can examine my attitudes and begin to change. Because Jesus knows what the physical and emotional scars of cancer really look like, I too can open my eyes to see and really listen. Because Jesus knows that highways I-20 and I-59 are some of the busiest areas in the country for sex trafficking. Because Jesus has seen a pimp's name branded on a 12-year-old's arm and knows the hot spots of Talladega and even Oxmoor Road in Homewood, I can hear the call to do something. TMI? Not for Jesus. Jesus cares and loves all. When we strive to be Jesus' friend, we can't help but care and love for those He cares about. Our relationship with Jesus is never complete, but it's always forming and changing. Jesus longs for us to be in an intimate relationship with Him, to be His friend, to take on the characteristics and responsibilities of friendship. Not only to satisfy a need or receive pleasure, but to truly love one another as God loves us. At the end of the day, the friendships we form with those close to us directly shape what we care about and who we love. We are and we live through our friends. I want to be Jesus' friend. I want Jesus to sing, "What a friend I have in Karen." Do you?